Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Caitlin with him. I have the pleasure of speaking with.
Cindy Renfro, you said your name is Caitlin?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
How may I assist you?
I have a question. I ordered one of those little devices for the internet that you just plug in and it's supposed to work so good in all these different areas of your house and blah, blah, blah. And then when my bill came, and it was $7.45. Then when my bill came, they charged me an online service fee or something. And it was $59. And I canceled it. And then they said, well, first they said that they would give me half price on, they would refund half of it. So then after I did that, I see on my credit card, they had also charged me for January or for December and for January. And I told them to cancel this stuff, but they had already charged, and it wasn't even January yet, or February yet, and they charged me for February.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
I'm trying to figure out how I can get, I told them to cancel it in January, and they had already charged me for February, so I'm disputing it with my credit card because, it's just like you're just sucking out my credit card. You can't do that. So what I want to know is if you have a cancellation number on where I actually canceled it, or if you took off February, because I mean, $57, $54.97 is what I paid. So I need to know how, and the code number is KC021. But I'm supposed to get a cancellation number from you guys.
Did they not provide you with a cancellation number, ma'am?
No, they did not.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So give me one moment and I'll get that pulled up to see if they got you canceled out. Can I get your zip code, please?
50021.
Your first and last name?
Renfro. R-E-N-F-R-O. And what did you say your first name is?
Caitlin. And I'm sorry, ma'am. You said that your name was what, ma'am?
I know. This is great. we got too much Valentine on our mind. My first name is Cindy.
Okay, I'm not able to find an account using that zip code. And that's 50021, correct?
Yes.
Okay,
Ankeny, Iowa.
Can you spell your first and last name?
R-E-N-F-R-O.
And your first name spelled C-I-N-D-Y?
C-I-N-D-Y, yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I'm not able to find an account with your first name or your last name.
The guy I talked to, his name is G-I-A-N.
Can you provide me with your phone number, ma'am?
712-371-2571. And my first charge was on 1216 for $7.45.
And can you verify your address for me?
1303 Southeast Delaware Avenue, Unit Number 4, Ankeny, A-N-K-E-N-Y, Iowa, 50021.
Thank you. Give me one moment while I look over your account, please.
Okay.
Okay, so I do see that you called in about the charge. You advised that the last representative canceled her account already, and the they refunded you back your January charge?
Half of it.
Mm-hmm. So they offered you a 20% on top of the 50. Yeah. So are you ready for your cancellation number?
Yep.
C is in cancel.
758-781103. 781103.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. So now, and what date did they cancel that?
It looks like you got canceled out on the 1st of February whenever you called in.
Okay. Oh, I think, yeah, I called. But then did they charge me again, though, for February? Because they should have refunded half of, they said they were going to refund half of.
No, they haven't charged you for February. They fully refunded you the $54.97 on the 2nd.
Whenever
you called in. Yes.
Okay. So they canceled that one and then they. And then
fully
they were
refunded
give me,
you.
Pardon me?
They fully refunded you the 57 or the $54.97.
Okay, for February, and then they gave me how much off of January's then?
You didn't get charged in February, ma'am. They fully refunded you the $54.97 in January. For the 20th of January, whenever you called in on the 2nd, that's what they refunded you. You didn't get charged in February. You got canceled out, so you didn't get the chance to get charged because it charges you on the 20th of each month.
Okay, because I have one here. Well, it's 12th, so it's January.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's the 4th, and he said he would take off for the first one for 2748 credit.
So what he did is he fully refunded you back the $54.97.
And he wants me to pay the whole first one. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not understanding what you're asking, ma'am. He fully refunded you back the money for January. There's no way that I can refund you back for December because that was the full month that you knew that you were getting charged.
Okay, and it's canceled. Alrighty. I'm not sure. I thought he actually the one for. Because I have a charge on there from 12/20, and he said he would take off 27.48, half of it.
Yes, but what he did is he went ahead and fully refunded you the $54.97 for January, which was the most recent charge.
Okay, and so he did not refund anything, the 27.48 for December then?
You didn't get a 27.48 refund. Your total was $54.97. He fully refunded you the $54.97.
He refunded it, but I'm saying I still paid one for December, and I didn't use it. I mean, I don't even know what it was. And,
so you ordered a Wi-Fi booster from us. With you ordering a Wi-Fi booster, you got to pick a gift to pay the shipping cost of the $7.45 to have that shipped to you. It's a welcoming gift for donor in our Factory Direct Savings Store. The fee for the store is the $54.97. And you receive a $125 gift card monthly.
See, and the thing that I didn't understand is they never ever explained that to me when I bought the first thing.
It's explained in the terms and conditions. Whenever you type in your card number, the little box that you have to click at the bottom verifying that you're at least 18 years or older, it has the terms and conditions right there.
Okay, because what I got in my box, in the box when it came, there's instructions or something, but everything's in Chinese. So I couldn't read any of it.
Yes, ma'am. So with the Wi-Fi booster, you just plug it in and you connect it to your Wi-Fi.
Right. And I didn't feel like it worked, but I didn't care because I only paid $7.45 for it. But then when I got charged $54.97, and I'm going, this is not for me. I don't even know what this is. And when I talked to this Gian, he gave me a KC021 number, and he also gave me I'd say he got pretty nasty with me when I called him.
Yes, ma'am, and I do apologize for that.
So, but, okay.
Yes, ma'am, thank you for contacting customer support. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thanks.